century low.
Federal officials say they have charged a New York man with manufacturing an explosive device, saying he planned to set off the 200-pound bomb at the National Mall in Washington, D.C. on Election Day, killing himself and many others. Text messages are what ultimately caught Paul Rosenfeld, who was arrested earlier this week. His neighbors were dumbfounded that he could do such a thing.
Wow. Wow. Oh, my God.
Could have killed a lot of people, taken out, you know, most of this block, I would say.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
On Thursday, the panhandle of Florida began to clean up after Hurricane Michael. As of Thursday, more than 650,000 homes and businesses had no electricity. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee joined Fox News and talked about the job that Rick Scott did in preparing his state.
Governor Rick Scott did a magnificent job in staging assets in advance of the storm, the preparations for it, even though there weren't the level of warnings. It wasn't like we had several days. This thing kind of popped up on Saturday, Sunday, and then it got much worse, escalating to a Cat 4 during the night before it actually hit. So there was, fortunately, a lot of preparation done in advance. This would have been a much worse storm in terms of loss of life had there not been the level of leadership on the part of Governor Scott, FEMA, and local emergency management officials.
Now, Governor Huckabee also has a home in Santa Rosa Beach, Florida. He talks about how he rode out the storm and helped some of his neighbors out.
We did have neighbors who sheltered with us because our home is relatively new. It's built to exceed the latest hurricane codes. It's not, you know, something that you're so foolish about to say, well, it's indestructible. The people on the Titanic thought that. But as much as it is humanly possible to engineer a structure that is designed specifically to withstand, you know, a hurricane.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.